Neighborlink Vanderhoof is getting $15,000 through a province-wide community prosperity fund, which is allocating $790,000 in grants for nonprofits in Prince George and northern areas. Over the past few years, British Columbians continue to showcase resilience, innovation, and tenacity as they face new challenges. Community service groups across the province are playing a pivotal role in supporting communities, said Megan Dykeman, Parliamentary Secretary for Community Development and Nonprofits, in a February 27 statement announcing the funding. The fund, amounting to a $25 million investment by the Government of British Columbia to promote poverty reduction and social inclusion, offers recipients the opportunity to utilize funding over a period of up to 3 years. It supports essential nonprofits that serve communities across the region, such as Neighborlink Vanderhoof, which received the funding directly from the Prince George Community Foundation. The local nonprofit is made up of multiple churches in the community that offers social services, including a food bank and emergency housing to individuals and families. A total of 33 groups will receive funds through the program, including $10,000 to Prince George Humane Society for affordable access to veterinary care and $56,000 for Autumn Services Society for senior support in Fraser Lake to help with operating expenses, the foundation announced in the February 27 statement. The following organizations will receive funding from the Prince George and Region Prosperity Fund grant: $4,500 to the 100 Mile Pride Society to help fund the Pride 2025 Rainbow Visibility Initiative in 100 Mile House; $25,000 to the Canadian Mental Health Association, South Caribou Branch to support seniors' poverty reduction in 100 Mile House; $20,000 to Caribou Elders Building and Recreational Society to replace aging heating and air condition equipment in 100 Mile House; $25,000 to Bella Coola Community Support Society for Lixanawa Alexapaliik Horses Are Medicine Project, Sexual Assault Prevention and Healing, in Bella Coola; $15,000 to Tamatilk Status of Women Association for General Operating Support in Kitimat; $45,000 to Stewart Community Connection Society for Administrative and Operation Support in Stewart; $20,000 to Lakes District Family Enrichment Society, The Link, for Emergency Hamper Support Program in Burns Lake; $50,000 to Lakes District Family Enrichment Society, The Link, for operating and programming support in Burns Lake; $56,000 for Autumn Services Society for senior support for operating expenses in Fraser Lake; $15,000 to Neighborhood Link Vanderhoof Society for Neighborhood Vanderhoof Project in Vanderhoof; $33,000 to PG Brain Injured Group for all-inclusive programming, education, supportive and social connections in Prince George; $30,000 to St. Michael and All Angels Anglican Church for project delivery support for food redistribution program in Prince George; $10,000 to PG Council of Seniors for operating support for the Senior Resource Center in Prince George; $25,000 to Northern Community Counseling Center Society for general operating support in Prince George; $6,000 to PG Therapeutic Riding Association to hire an administration person in Prince George; $50,000 to YMCA BC for their YMCA Youth Supports Northern BC program in Prince George; $10,500 to Prince George Conservatory of Music programming for low-income students in Prince George; $18,595 to Caledonia Nordic Ski Club for the development of an outdoor Indigenous Education Center in Prince George; $10,000 to Prince George Humane Society for affordable access to veterinary care in Prince George; $5,000 to Kearney Hill Neighborhood Center for the Hadda House Community Kitchen in Prince George; $10,000 to Spruce Capital Senior Citizens Recreation Society for operating support of their lunch program and for custodial services in Prince George; $10,000 to First Chilco Northern Lights Girl Guides for the multi-branch neurodiverse Girl Guide Unit in Prince George; $30,000 to Heart Highlands Winter Club for operating support in Prince George; $20,000 to PG Downtown Business Improvement Association for their Downtown Clean and Safe program in Prince George; $25,000 to Prince George Share Hope Society for operational funding for share housing in Prince George; $10,000 to Prince George and District Senior Citizens Activity Center Society for operating support in Prince George. $15,000 to Laidley Tena First Nation for the Returning to the Land Project in Prince George. $20,000 to Our Savior's Lutheran Church for project funding for Queer Youth Group in Prince George. $10,000 to Elder Citizens Recreation Association for operating support in Prince George. $25,000 to Island Mountain Arts for Island Mountain Air support in Wells. $17,610 to Dunster Community Association for Dunster Strategic Plan and Community Empowerment Program in Robson Valley. $40,000 to Williams Lake Central Business Improvement Area Association for Downtown Williams Lake Clean Team in Williams Lake. $83,795 to Social Planning Council of Williams Lake and Area for Revive Thrive Initiative, operating costs and core funding in Williams Lake.